AM WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. No doubt many of these fans who celebrated the Nationals World Series win at Nats Park Wednesday night will be downtown this afternoon, as well as Washington welcomes the champions back home. D.C. Police Chief Peter Newsham.
The parade will begin at 2 o'clock. It will run from 15th and Constitution. It will run eastbound to 3rd Street, where the stage will be set. The rally should begin around 3:30.
Metro has just opened with regular Saturday service, but it'll ramp up to weekday rush hour service later this morning and stay that way until 6 tonight. You are strongly encouraged to avoid driving. Many streets surrounding the parade route are already shut down. And one other thing.
Carrying open containers of alcohol is prohibited in the District of Columbia. MPD will have both uniformed and non-uniformed officers working the event.
You can hear wall-to-wall parade coverage starting at 2 on our sister station, ESPN 630. After the parade, another celebratory ritual will take place, and that superfan who stopped shaving after the Nationals' first playoff failure in 2012 will shave off his beard. He told Fox 5.
7 years ago, I made a really, 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 at the time, stupid promise, and who knew? 7 years later, game 7, that we get it done.
You are welcome to see B.J. Truding lop off his hair at the Salt Line restaurant just outside of Nats Park at around 6:30 this evening. A Silver Spring woman will spend 2 years in prison for collecting her dead mother's Social Security and retirement benefits for 14 years after her death. 59-year-old Crystal McGinty, who was a practicing physician, defrauded the government of more than $500,000 over the years, forging documents and even posing as her mother's doctor to keep the money flowing. McGinty will serve the time without parole, and she'll have to pay the money back when she gets out of prison. Virginia voters, today is the last chance you have to vote ahead of Tuesday's primary.
There is the opportunity to vote absentee in person at the registrar's office. So you can go to your local registrar's office, cast your absentee ballot in person.
Virginia Election Commissioner Christopher Piper says bring a government-issued ID and find your local registrar's office.
Depending on what time the registrar's office closes, but you can probably get there before 5 o'clock and be okay, but best to check with your local registrar's office.
Barbara Britt, WMAL and WMAL.com.
A federal judge has ordered Fairfax County to allow 171 George Mason University students to vote Tuesday after their voter registration applications were rejected because they provided a generic university address. Students have been given until 5 this afternoon to provide specific addresses, and if they miss that deadline, they can still vote with a provisional ballot on Tuesday. The county had refused to allow the registrations because they could not determine where the students actually live. In sports,
Jacob Vrana fires, he scores! Backhand score! Chandler Stevenson, quick centering pass, score! Jacob Vrana, 2 for 2, backside score! Brendan Leipzig!
The Capitals score 4 times in the first 11 minutes of the game and breeze past the Sabres 6-1. The Caps have won 7 of their last 8 with just one tie. The Wizards host the Timberwolves tonight. WMAL traffic and weather next.
Every game, all season, your Washington Redskins are on WMAL. The Burgundy and Gold head to Buffalo to tame the Bills. Can the Skins end the first half of the season with a win on the road against Josh Allen and company?
Rowley fires, end zone!
Got it!
Touchdown!
Redskins, Bills. Coverage begins Sunday at noon. Your home for Redskins football all season long.
And he's going to walk in!
105.9 FM, WMAL.
Teresa could barely walk. For 15 years, she'd been collecting different insoles from drugstores and cushions from the internet. Nothing seemed to help the plantar fasciitis in her feet. When Teresa came into the Good Feet store, we took an impression of her feet and measured her arches to find where the pressure wasn't evenly distributed. Next, we had her do a simple balance test. Her eyes widened. Teresa immediately knew these were nothing like the flimsy drugstore products. This was a lifetime product with structure, fit with precision. She had total balance, and 15 years of pain went down the drain. Years later, I still see Teresa because she sends everyone she knows to the Good Feet store. Hi, I'm Jonathan Cotton, and I was just like Teresa, suffering from plantar fasciitis. But then I tried Good Feet Arch Support, and I was so impressed by the results, I bought the store. If you have plantar fasciitis, back pain, knee pain, or even hip pain, come by the Good Feet store for your free personalized fitting and test walk. The Good Feet store is located in Fairfax at Fairfax Corner and Rockville, Maryland on Rockville Pike and coming soon to Leesburg.
My name is Amy, and when I was diagnosed with MS, my biggest fear was its impact on my family, day-to-day and long-term. Thankfully, new treatments are progressing faster than my condition. Making medicine more affordable is important, but if Washington isn't careful, it could lead to policies that threaten innovation. So let's fix the system the right way. We owe that to the next generation. Find out more about the fight for innovation at VoteForCures.com.
7:05 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
Things are looking good so far on the Beltway this morning throughout Maryland and Virginia. Keep in mind in the district today, the Washington Nationals Championship Parade is taking place, and that will have numerous streets closed in the area, including 15th Street between Independence Avenue and Pennsylvania Avenue. And Pennsylvania Avenue will be closed between 15th Street and 14th Street. Numerous closures already in effect and should be in place until at least 5 o'clock this afternoon. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It'll be sunny today with a high of 55, clear and cold tonight with a low 38. For tomorrow, bright and sunny with a high 54, more sunshine on Monday with a high 60. It is 29 right now in Warrenton, 33 in Bethesda, 39 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
Wesley is a truck driver.
I drive a truck, and I love what I do.
A truck driver with IRS troubles.
They told me I owed them $43,000.
It got really bad.
Quite a few letters in the mail. They were talking about wage garnishment coming after my house, my car. Yeah, they don't play around. I seriously thought that I was going to lose everything.
One sleepless night, Wesley finally made a call to Optima Tax Relief at 2 a.m.
Kind of figured I'd get a machine, but I didn't. I actually got to talk to an actual person in the middle of the night.
He found just what he was looking for.
Oh, they were great people. You need a team of people that know what they're doing. Optima Tax. They know what they're doing.
Optima Tax Relief came through with flying colors.
I saved an incredible amount of money. Happy don't even come close. I was absolutely overjoyed.
Take Wesley's advice.
If you're in any kind of trouble with the IRS, call Optima Tax Relief. Don't trust anybody else.
Call Optima for a free consultation. Call 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755. 800-908-1755.
Optima Tax Relief.
Some restrictions apply. For complete details, please visit OptimaTaxRelief.com.
Now, the Saturday Morning Update.
105.9 FM, WMAL.
It is the Saturday Morning Update. It's Hour 2. I'm Rick Fowler. John Gizzi joins us, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. Morning, John.
Good morning, Rick.
All right, so the Democrats take a vote in the House to move forward in the impeachment process. What does it mean exactly as to what happens next?
Let me soundbite it for you. The vote for impeachment in the House of Representatives symbolized the weakness of the case that the impeachment crowd has against this president. And let me tell you why. Every vote for impeachment came from Democrats. Two Democrats opted to vote no. Jeff Van Drew from New Jersey, who's always been a critic of impeachment, and Colin Peterson of Minnesota, whose district was carried by Republican Trump by 31 percentage points. I think he's been listening to his constituents. On the Republican side, the vote was unanimous. All Republicans present said no to impeachment. Now, this is important in the context of history. When Richard Nixon was impeached in 1974, only four members of the House of either party voted against it. When Bill Clinton was impeached in 1998, 31 Democrats, 31 members of his own party, supported impeachment. Had there been just a strictly party line vote, Bill Clinton might not have been impeached at all. Donald Trump is clearly in a stronger position than either of those past presidents. Now comes the question, There'll be hearings that national television will carry to the world. There'll be insults flying like shrapnel and charges of what the president did or did not do regarding getting information from the president of Ukraine, President Zelensky, about a possible opponent, former Vice President Joe Biden. The president has pretty much said everything that he needs to say about this. Read the transcript, 8 pages long, and one will find there's very little evidence of any hard-nosed tactics at all. The president of Ukraine has pretty much said the same thing about his conversation with President Trump. My guess is, as the country gets into an election year, it's going to be kind of hard to run a full-fledged campaign against Donald Trump while trying to remove him from office from the other end of Pennsylvania Avenue. This will go nowhere.
Speaker of the House Nancy Pelosi, the House Judiciary Chair Jerry Nadler, and the House Intelligence Chair Adam Schiff have all been recorded saying that it would have to be a bipartisan vote to move forward. They have all reneged on those comments.
Well, they certainly have, and while we're at it in the reneging department, I sat with Nancy Pelosi at the Christian Science Monitor press breakfast over the summer. She was asked point blank, did she want to see Donald Trump impeached as president? And she said, and I quote, "No, I want to see him defeated and jailed," end of quote. That was a different position from the person who let the tide carry the impeachment probe to where it is. Obviously meaning that the newer, younger, and more left of center members have a hold on the speaker somehow, and she wants to get that one more term as speaker instead of being deposed right after her 80th birthday. My guess is that you'll see a lot of new statements and revisionist remarks by Democrats because it's clearly not what they intended. In effect, their party is being driven by its tail, the newer leftist members. The tail is truly wagging the dog.
Well, there's one less Democratic representative, and that is Katie Hill. She has announced that she'll resign, and that was after photographs were leaked out, and she apparently has had relationships with staff members. She was quite fiery on the House floor and blaming conservative media outlets and the Republicans, but she neglected to point out that she had been under investigation by the democratically led House Ethics Committee for her relationships with staffers.
Exactly. And one other thing, Speaker Pelosi is not going to let any blemishes come on her House majority as it proceeds in the direction it's going regarding this president. I have no doubt that she leaned on her fellow Californian to hit the road, which is what Katie Hill did, her resignation coming late Sunday night, a little unusual time to announce a resignation. Now a special election is likely to be called possibly this week by Governor Gavin Newsom of California. In all likelihood, the initial primary, the jungle primary in which all candidates of all party appear on the same ballot, will be in March. Mike Garcia, who graduated in the top third of his class at the Naval Academy and was a U.S. Navy fighter pilot in Iran and Afghanistan, has been running for the nomination, hoping to go one-on-one with Katie Hill. Now, in all likelihood, he'll face State Assemblywoman Christy Smith. This is a very marginal district. It was created in 1982, has been in Republican hands until Ms. Hill's election last fall. This is one Republicans could pick up. One thing's for sure, the whole nation's eyes will be watching this special election next year, because if Donald Trump's political allies can win in California, then the perception goes, he might be in stronger shape than Democrats think he is. We'll find out.
That's one less Democrat in the Congress, but we have one less Republican running for re-election in 2020. Who is it and why?
Greg Walden, former chairman of the National Republican Congressional Committee, past chairman of the House Energy Committee, a 22-year Republican veteran in the House, announced, and I quote, "I'm closing the public service chapter of my life," and he's stepping down from a safe Republican district in Oregon. Now, I have known Congressman Walden since he was a press secretary on the Hill in 1981. He lives, breathes, and eats politics. He's had a career as staffer, as state legislator in both houses of the Oregon legislature, and as a very powerful congressman in the end. If someone like that is leaving, he clearly must be worried that Republicans won't recapture the majority and restore his power from only a year ago. Greg Walden is the 22nd Republican member to announce he was retiring, to resign, or to seek another office. Only 7 Democrats, actually 8 if you count Katie Hill, have taken the same route. Just do the math. You'll see what they think about the elections coming up next year.
John Gizzi, White House correspondent, chief political columnist at Newsmax.com. As always, John, thank you very much. We're at 7:16, a lot going on today. Reminder, you can catch Dr. Tom Rosell live here on WMAL today at 4 o'clock. Of course, he's normally on Sundays at noon, but with our NFL coverage this season, you'll hear him in his new time slot this afternoon, Saturdays at 4 throughout the football season. 7:16, time for a check of the traffic and weather with Michelle Murray in the WMAL Traffic Center.
So far, it's a good ride in Virginia as you make the trip on 95 headed from Dale City into Springfield. 395 HOV lanes closed for weekend road work. No problems to report on the main lane so far. And so far, so good on 66 from Centerville to the Beltway. Beltway throughout Maryland and Virginia looking good so far. Do keep in mind some road work on the inner loop of the Beltway at Central Avenue. That ramp to go onto eastbound Central Avenue from the inner loop is closed through the long-term work zone. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
For today, perfect day for a parade. 54 degrees in the sunshine for the high temperatures. Tomorrow, sunny, high 52. Mostly sunny on Monday, high of 58. For Tuesday, look for sunshine and a high of 61. 7:17, Saturday morning update on WMAL.
Washington's Mall, WMAL, where Washington comes to talk.
It is the Washington Nationals Championship celebration today. The parade kicks off at 2 o'clock. John Matthews is here. And, wow, the town has been revved up all week. And today, huge parade and rally.
Boy, I'm really looking forward to all of it, Rick. I'm also looking forward for it to end, because I'm not sure anybody in this town has gotten any sleep for about a month with everything that's been going on with the Nationals. It has been one wonderful celebration that, and we were so prepped by what happened with the Capitals after they won the Stanley Cup. I think this is going to be very similar, if not a little bit bigger. We're going to have bright, sunny weather in the mid-50s today. People need to dress in layers if they're heading down there this morning, because it's going to be in the 30s down there now, and with the sunshine, it's going to feel like it's in the 60s later, and you have to dress for everything in between, but thankfully, at least, we don't have any rain for people to worry about. Let me give you just a few of the quick logistics here. The parade starts on Constitution Avenue near the Ellipse. It's going to head east towards the Capitol, go east on Constitution, make that right turn onto Pennsylvania Avenue, and it will all come to an end with a rally spot at 3rd and Pennsylvania at around 3:30 this afternoon. Streets are already closed down along the parade route. There's no sense in trying to drive. Metro is your best bet. They'll be ramping up to rush hour service at around 10:30 this morning and stay that way until about 6 o'clock tonight. This is one of those common sense events. Don't try taking your bike onto Metro. The trains are going to be too full. Don't bother bringing alcohol. Police will be down there in... they'll be very visible, but they're also going to have undercover or plainclothes police officers watching for people with the booze. So don't take any booze down there. Dress comfortably. There will be portable toilets provided, but you want to be prepared for hours of discomfort if necessary to get you to the end. The rally will, of course, include the presentation of the commissioner's trophy. There will be speeches. I'm sure you'll hear from general manager Mike Rizzo, manager Davey Martinez, Mr. National Ryan Zimmerman, and a whole variety of the players. I am sure there will be renditions of Baby Shark, and I am sure there will be lots of screaming and yelling and voice losing, and I'm sure it'll be a grand time for everybody.
And big kudos to Ted Lerner, who brought baseball back to Washington, Mark Lerner, and just a fabulous day in Washington. Our first World Series championship celebration since 1924.
Starts yeah, even you and I weren't here then.
John
WMAL Matthews. Was here, but not us.
John so. Matthews, thank you very much. 720 Saturday Morning Update, WMAL.
Everyone has their favorite travel upgrades, but there's one upgrade that beats them all. TSA PreCheck. Enroll today at TSA.gov. Enrollment is easy. Just 5 minutes online and 10 minutes in person. And it's good for 5 years. TSA PreCheck. Get upgraded.
It is a Saturday Morning Update on WMAL. Thank you for joining us. And we're joined by Cheryl Atkinson. She has authored Stonewalled and The Smear, and she hosts Full Measure. That's tomorrow morning, ABC 7 at 10 o'clock. Cheryl, good morning.
Good morning.
The Democrats turning up the impeachment investigation another notch this week. Ironic that the Democrats are investigating President Trump on the topic of Ukraine when President Trump was investigating Ukraine on the topic of Democrats. This all didn't start this summer, and there was an article that was written in Politico in January of 2017 about Ukraine, but this article is now breathing new life.
Well, I've linked to it at CherylAtkinson.com because it's been very instructive over the past couple of years as to sort of an alternate pattern of information that is very real but has not been widely discussed when it comes to election interference. And Politico concluded that in 2016, based on their investigation, Ukraine interfered in our election to the detriment of Trump for the benefit of Hillary Clinton and had an impact on the election, and that Ukraine was largely behind the Russia, Russia, Russia narrative that Democrats pushed. There was a Democratic National Committee operative, a woman by the name of Chalupa, who admits in the political article that she was part of this nexus working with the Democrats on behalf of Hillary Clinton to controversialize President Trump and his supposed Russia connections and working with Ukraine to do so. So it was all laid out. It was acknowledged by some of the players involved, and Politico concluded that it did impact the election in 2016, but there's been very little discussion. So one can see in that context why President Trump not only would but should be looking into Ukraine's ties to corruption, the 2016 campaign, anything involving, if it did involve Joe Biden or his son, if there were ties there, all of that being national security issues. He promised and was told that he had to make sure this didn't happen again under his watch in 2020, what had happened in 2016 under Obama's watch. So I would suppose the argument on the Trump side is, this is all what I'm supposed to be doing, especially after the Mueller investigation ended and I'm allowed to start asking questions about what happened in 2016. And yet the Democrats see this, or at least are trying to portray it, as him somehow interfering in 2020. And I sense there's an argument to be made, at least, that there are some who think President Trump is getting too close in looking at all of what happened involving Ukraine and the Democrats in 2016, and that this impeachment effort and the witnesses coming in to tell on him is all about not letting him get closer on these controversies.
And he has said repeatedly that he does not want to see the same thing happen to a future president as has happened to him. And he says that he's trying to get to the root of all of this.
Well, if he weren't, it could be argued that he'd be derelict in his job because he promised and was made to promise after 2016 that this was on him in 2020, that it better not happen again.
The death of Abu Bakr al-Baghdadi this week, the leader of the Islamic State. Three different Washington Post headlines to describe the leader and created a lot of controversy. Take us through this.
So they went from a headline that I think nobody objected to that called him terrorist in chief to a headline that called him an austere religious scholar which is kind of crazy. I mean, even I think everybody thought that was way out there. So that got a lot of attention on social media. Then they replaced it with a third headline that was sort of somewhere between the two with sort of an apology, an editor that tweeted out that we should never have had that first headline and we quickly changed it, but didn't explain, much like ABC didn't explain using the wrong video, saying it was in Syria, but it was actually of a gun range in Kentucky. Who did it? Like, who is behind that? What punishment or what correction was made so it doesn't happen again? Who wrote that headline, the second one that called the leader of the most serious terrorist group probably in the world an austere scholar? So I don't think we have answers to that, and I think we ought to.
I want to turn to a story that you're doing on Full Measure tomorrow, and we have heard about the Muslim immigration in Europe and how countries are reacting to it. Something going on in Denmark. It surprised me to hear about it when I read about what you were covering tomorrow.
We're just not reporting much on this, but in Europe, you know, many countries have what they call an immigration crisis, largely from Muslim countries. They've had this influx. Denmark is a very small country with a large, probably the largest in Western Europe, proportion of Muslims to non-Muslims, and it's created a huge problem there, a culture clash for some who do not assimilate and do not have the same sort of views of constitutional protections of free speech and so on. But that's given rise to a fascinating, controversial politician. His whole platform in Denmark, he's anti-Muslim. He not only wants to not have Muslim immigrants, he wants to kick out Muslims who were born in Denmark if they're practicing Islam and not have that practice at all. He says it's destroying their nation. So what I thought was an interesting turn in the story is, he is actually being well protected by the government and some other Muslims there who say he has the right, which he does, to say hateful things and horrible things, to burn the Quran in the street, because this is a very solid free speech country that believes that objectionable speech has to be protected. So it's this interesting dynamic there going on with him saying these things. He does have, you know, strong popular support among some. But even those who hate what he says, a lot of them are saying he has the right to do so.
That's tomorrow morning, 10 o'clock, ABC 7, Full Measure. As always, Cheryl Atkinson, thank you very much for being with us.
Thanks, Rick.
7:27 now on the Saturday morning update.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. About 3 years ago, I'd gotten really overweight. It was fall, so I resolved to wait till after the holidays and then start trying to lose weight. But by pure luck, I came across EMP 180, learned about their science-based weight loss and wellness program, and I thought, this is ridiculous. Why wait? And I'm so glad I didn't. Losing weight with EMP 180 is so easy. Their professional wellness coaches map your personal plan, tell you exactly what to eat and when, and man, it works. By New Year's, I'd lost 10 pounds, still had a blast over the holidays, all while getting lots of compliments. Are you holding off till after the holidays to lose weight? Why? Especially since now you can save so much during EMP 180's Why Wait offer. Join EMP 180 now for a minimum of 6 weeks and get a bonus week free. Come on, lose the weight, feel more vigorous for lots less. EMP 180's Why Wait offer ends soon. For details, visit emp180.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. EMP 180 Weight Loss, empowering a healthier you.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, makers of the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we've sold and donated over 8 million pairs. Yes, donated.
Why? We learned that socks are the number one most requested clothing item at homeless shelters.
So we started Bombas with the mission of donating a pair of socks for every pair we sell.
To donate and sell a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up using the best materials available.
Like the softest and most comfortable cotton.
Getting rid of what wasn't working.
Like that annoying toe seam you can probably feel if you wiggle your toes right now.
And inventing a few new comfort innovations along the way.
Like arch support that feels like a hug around your midfoot.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate over 8 million pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/radio and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/radio. bombas.com/radio.
My name is Amy, and when I was diagnosed with MS, my biggest fear was its impact on my family, day to day and long term. Thankfully, new treatments are progressing faster than my condition. Making medicine more affordable is important, but if Washington isn't careful, it could lead to policies that threaten innovation. So let's fix the system the right way. We owe that to the next generation. Find out more about the fight for innovation at VoteForCures.com.
Coming up on WMA, we'll talk with Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer. And remember in the music radio days when you had the excitement around the world premiere of a new single or new album? We're going to world premiere the details of the new book coming from K.T. McFarland. She joins us in the next half hour. Stay with us.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Congratulations to the world champion, Washington Nationals. You finished the fight. 105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station. News now.
WMAL News at 7:30. Good morning, everyone. I'm John Matthews. Fans are already starting to head downtown to celebrate this afternoon's parade and rally, something all of the world champion Washington Nationals have been looking forward to, especially Mr. National Ryan Zimmerman.
It's going to be fun. Those fans have grown up with me and the organization and everyone here. You know, for them to have this and be able to share this with us, I hope they're ready for us.
The parade steps off on Constitution Avenue near the Ellipse and will make its way towards the Capitol with a rally at 3rd and Pennsylvania expected at around 3:30 this afternoon. Mayor Muriel Bowser.
So we said this during the World Series and we'll say it again. We have four tasks. Arrive early, drink responsibly, cheer loudly, and don't drive.
Big screen TVs will be posted all along the parade route so you don't miss a thing. Metro will be ramping up to regular weekday rush hour service at 10:30 this morning. It'll stay that way until 6 tonight. And you can hear wall-to-wall coverage of the parade and rally starting at 2 this afternoon on our sister station, ESPN 630. President Trump will host the Nationals at the White House on Monday. Last night, he traveled to Mississippi for a political rally and targeted the same Democrats who were targeting him for impeachment.
They figured they could take us out a different way, very dishonestly, right? With the lying and the spying and the leaking. And we are kicking their ass, I tell you.
In sports, the Capitals breeze past the Sabres 6-1, and rookie quarterback Dwayne Haskins makes his first start for the Redskins tomorrow in Buffalo. Coach Bill Callahan.
We'll see, you know, how he does. But we're encouraged. We're excited about his opportunity and looking forward to competing against the Bills.
You can hear all the action on WMAL starting at noon tomorrow. Up next, traffic and weather on WMAL.
WMAL, first thing each morning.
Can you believe this news today?
Mary and Vince.
You just cannot make this stuff up, Vince.
Lisa Baden traffic.
I have several accidents now.
Wake up.
It's hilarious.
With WMAL.
It's been reported that over 60% of small businesses close after just one cyber attack. But the good news is, we have a solution. Introducing Comcast Business Security Edge, a security solution that automatically protects all the devices on your network. No additional installation or updates needed. The security is built directly into your internet, so every connected device is protected from things like phishing, malware, and risky sites. And it all starts on the nation's largest gig speed network. Right now, get started with new business packages that give you faster speeds, more solutions, and bigger savings. Faster speed for your business, protection for all its devices. What's better than that? It's time to take your business beyond. Call 1-800-501-6000 today. Comcast Business. Beyond fast.
Security is available for an additional monthly charge. Restrictions apply. Not available in all areas. Requires Comcast Business Internet and router at additional monthly cost. Equipment taxes and fees extra. Subject to change. Pricing subject to change. Call for restrictions. Complete details.
7:33 at WMAL Traffic and Weather. Here's Michelle Murray in the Hadid Carpet Cleaning Traffic Center.
So far in the district, traffic is moving well on the freeway and on DC 295. Keeping in mind through that long-term work zone southbound between Benning Road and Pennsylvania Avenue, your lanes are shifting to the left. In the district today, it's the Washington Nationals World Series Championship Parade that will take place at 2 o'clock this afternoon. Numerous streets already closed, including 15th Street between Independence Avenue and New York Avenue, and also Constitution Avenue is closed between 15th Street and 3rd Street. Now from GarageToRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
It'll be sunny today with a high of 55, clear and cold tonight with a low of 38. Bright sunshine tomorrow returns with a high 54, and sunny on Monday with a high of 60. It is 34 right now in Dumfries, 32 in Waldorf, 38 at Reagan National. I'm John Matthews on 105.9 FM, Washington's Mall, WMAL.
You may have heard my story, how I love my Good Feet Art Support so much that I bought the store. I'm Jonathan Cotton, and now one of my favorite things is seeing reviews from other Good Feet customers. Here's one from Terry in Richmond.
I'm a nurse and always on my feet. I have a nerve on the top of my foot that is always giving me problems. I've seen neurologists and foot doctors, and nothing helped until I got my art supports from the Good Feet store. No more nerve pain. I would recommend anyone that works on their feet to get to their store ASAP.
Here's another from William in Newport News.
My back pain is still decreasing, and I've stopped taking all of my pain medications. I have recommended you to anyone who will listen.
Then this review from Garland makes me chuckle.
I've only had Good Feet arch supports 4 days, and they are working for me. My knees are getting better, and no pain in my feet. I tell all my friends how I thought this was not a good idea. Man, I was wrong.
Come in today for your free personalized fitting and test walk. The Good Feet store is located in Fairfax at Fairfax Corner and Rockville, Maryland on Rockville Pike and coming soon to Leesburg.
Hey, it's Larry O'Connor for EMP 180 Weight Loss. About 3 years ago, I'd gotten really overweight. It was fall, so I resolved to wait till after the holidays and then start trying to lose weight. But by pure luck, I came across EMP 180, learned about their science-based weight loss and wellness program, and I thought, this is ridiculous. Why wait? And I'm so glad I didn't. Losing weight with EMP 180 is so easy. Their professional wellness coaches map your personal plan, tell you exactly what to eat and when, and man, it works. By New Year's, I'd lost 10 pounds, still had a blast over the holidays, all while getting lots of compliments. Are you holding off till after the holidays to lose weight? Why? Especially since now you can save so much during EMP 180's Why Wait offer. Join EMP 180 now for a minimum of 6 weeks and get a bonus week free. Come on, lose the weight, feel more vigorous for lots less. EMP 180's Why Wait offer ends soon. For details, visit emp180.com or call 855-888-0180. That's 855-888-0180. EMP 180 Weight Loss, empowering a healthier you.
7:36 Saturday morning update. I'm Rick Fowler. We're joined by Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, president of the London Center for Policy Research, a trained CIA intel operative. Tony, it's great to have you with us.
Hey, always great to be on, Rick. Thanks for having me.
All right. The al-Baghdadi raid. We were all so impressed with the heroism of our men and women in the military, but also just amazed at the military precision. And you, as a trained CIA intel operative, what stood out to you about that raid?
Well, I think the three things which were most apparent after the fact, first off, was the effective use of human intelligence, of spying. The process of using actionable intelligence was very effectively done. And we've seen, as we as noted, the Kurds were still helping us out. And I think I've been in conversations with Jim Clapper, former DNI, where he wouldn't believe human intelligence because it came from sources, not from satellites. And I think one of the things you have to do and remember, Rick, is that human intelligence, old-fashioned spying, is an art, and you have to have people who knew how to do it. People like Clapper didn't trust it, and therefore I think it explains a lot of the failures under his watch. But that was the key, is having good inside information. Secondly, political will. Special Operations Command, JSOC, the guys who did this are the best of the best. I've been with them, Operation Darkheart. While I don't talk about specific units, I think most people understand who that is, when we talk about some of the raids we did. And they are masters at what they do. And I think this is a case where once they had the actionable information, they went for it. And third, most importantly, this was a raid plan for the heart of the beast. That is to say that this is a kill shot. And often from these raids, as we've seen, you obtain effective follow-on intelligence, which helps you then lay out a path forward. And I don't have direct information, but I'm sure they're still sorting through and evaluating everything that was captured during that raid. And I think you're going to see over the next 3 to 6 months follow-on raids based on that. So it was by all accounts, very, very effective. Did they go through and get shot at? Yeah, most raids you do get shot at. The dog who actually had to corner al-Baghdadi was injured but not killed. So by all accounts, this is one for the records. It was very effectively done.
So what's next for ISIS? I know they have named a new leader, but how much damage was done to the higher level infrastructure?
significant because part of the objective here is not only to kill the bad guy, but understand how they operate, the infrastructure, the money-making part of it. I think, first off, they were able to identify sources of income and eradicate or basically find it. And more importantly, understand the network. To defeat a network, you must understand the network. And I think that's what we've become much better at over the last year especially. And so I think you're never going to kill the ideology completely. You can kill the network effectively. And I think that's what we're seeing right now happen.
I want to turn to the whistleblower in the Ukraine phone call. The information initially from the whistleblower was not accurate. Some of it was. Much of it wasn't.
Right.
And there is talk that people have ID'd the whistleblower, and I don't necessarily want to get into who it is.
Right.
But a little bit about the whistleblower's background.
Yeah, so people who want to know his name, I've tweeted out his name on my Twitter feed if they want to go to my feed and see that. I don't, you know. The guy is essentially a political operative. He's been running in circles with Joe Biden and a guy named John Brennan for years. And the information I have from meeting with members of Congress this past week is that there's records of him showing up, and here comes the big issue, is he's been showing up there meeting with Schiff on a regular basis. This may be grounds for a counter-complaint at some point. And apparently this so-called whistleblower had sustained and regular contact with Schiff. So that really doesn't make him a whistleblower. It makes him a spy. And I think that point is significant. I think this is something the public needs to be aware of, that I've argued as a whistleblower, looking at this from a very fair view. This was weaponization of the system. This is people inside the system understanding how to manipulate an effective and necessary oversight mechanism, one that wasn't available to me when I had to blow the whistle on 9/11 failures. They've used it for purposes of political gain, and it's very dangerous. And much like most of the other efforts to undermine this administration, I think it's going to do great damage in the end, more damage to the system than to President Trump.
You know, it's ironic, Tony. Here's a guy that worked with Joe Biden, and he hears that Trump is on to the stench.
Yeah.
The stench of Hunter Biden's business relationships with Burisma and China.
Right.
And here Trump is looking at something that I think is worthy of checking out. I mean, he didn't ask anybody to make up dirt. All he wanted to know is what's going on, especially after he sees a video of Vice President Biden saying, hey, I told him we wouldn't pay him the $1 billion unless I get this prosecutor out. So that did have an aroma to it.
Well, and that's the issue. I mean, anytime you have a former sitting vice president admit to essentially what amounts to an act of wrongdoing, I think you've got the right to ask questions about that, especially since President Trump is the senior law enforcement officer in the country. Again, this is where I think both the whistleblower complaint and this overall impeachment inquiry will go absolutely nowhere, because everything that's been disclosed to this date has been to only reinforce President Trump acted within his authorities based on information that was available. And there was nothing focused on the 2020 campaign. I mean, there's no guarantee, Rick, that Biden's going to end up as President Trump's competitor anyway.
Exactly.
But I'm just saying that if you look at just the facts, if you sit down and sort through it, everything was done within his authority, and there was, you know, the leverage used on the leadership of Ukraine to call for investigation. Well, you know, that investigation could have gone the other way. There's no guarantee that would have it ended up giving President Trump anything that he was looking for. So the whole thing on the face of it is a wash. And again, it's a distraction from, I think, the larger Barr report and Barr effort to look at the origins of the Russian narrative.
Well, that was my next question. The impeachment investigation has overshadowed the investigation of the investigators. What's the latest?
Well, the current attorney general continues to make headway, and as we talked about last week, it's now a criminal investigation. From my sources, it indicates that they have discovered much of the origin and some of the authorities which go with that origin. And that is the key. if you do things that don't clearly illustrate a causal factor, that is to say that if you can't find that spark that justifies the launch of a foreign counterintelligence investigation, you tend to think of fraud. And I think that's where the investigation's at. And I think that's where they're finding that there was no justification for the foreign counterintelligence activities against the Trump campaign. And that's going to be huge. So when this is all revealed to the public, I think we're going to see a very frightening picture of the misuse of intelligence against a candidate, which, again, I want your audience to understand, this could be used against any American that the federal government decided they didn't like something he or she was doing, and something that cannot be overlooked and needs to be prosecuted.
So the race is on in the House to get the impeachment moving along as a preemptive strike to any releases coming out from the Attorney General's report or the IG's report. Interesting.
Absolutely.
Lieutenant Colonel Tony Schaefer, as always, thank you very much.
Rick, thank you.
You betcha. 7:45 Saturday morning update on WMAL, and we will unveil the details of K.T. McFarland's new book. That's coming up next. But first, a check of the traffic and weather with Michelle Murray, WMAL Traffic Center.
Traffic in good shape on the major interstates this morning so far. The Beltway looking good through Springfield, Annandale, Tysons, and heading into Bethesda and Silver Spring. In Bethesda, there is road work on Old Georgetown Road in both directions at Wilson Lane. Northbound lanes are blocked and two-way traffic runs in the southbound lanes. And also southbound on 355 between Battery Lane and Woodmont Avenue, there is a long-term construction zone there in the right lane. So far, traffic is moving well in the area. Now from GarageDoorRepair.com, the WMAL Weather Channel forecast.
We are looking for sunshine today for the big Nationals parade that kicks off at 2 o'clock. Sunshine, a high of 55. Sunny tomorrow, high 53. Sunny on Monday, high to 58. Some clouds Tuesday, up to 62. 58 in the sunshine on Wednesday. Still 31 around Northern Virginia, 33 in town. And a 7:46 Saturday morning update.
At the Roselle Center for Healing, we care about your health and want to help you take your health in a new direction, far from drugs and surgery. Knowledge is the key to optimal wellness and control of your health. We offer free health education on chronic health conditions and natural integrative medicine treatments. Attend Chronic Arthritic Pain on Wednesday, November 13th at 7 p.m. Space is limited, so register today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
This is Dr. Tom Roselle. After 38 years of practice and almost a million patient visits, the Roselle Center for Healing knows what works and knows how you can take control of your health and wellness. My team of doctors practice 21st century integrative medicine. Whether you suffer from chronic pain and fatigue, allergies, or headaches, we can help. Take charge of your health before it's too late. Make an appointment today. Call 703-698-7117 or visit online at RoselleCare.com. That's RoselleCare.com.
Hi, I'm Randy, and this is Dave.
We're the founders of Bombas, makers of the most comfortable socks in the history of feet.
So comfortable, we've sold and donated over 8 million pairs. Yes, donated.
Why? We learned that socks are the number one most requested clothing item at homeless shelters.
So we started Bombas with the mission of donating a pair of socks for every pair we sell.
To donate and sell a lot of socks, we became obsessed with comfort.
We reinvented the sock from the ground up using the best materials available.
Like the softest and most comfortable cotton.
Getting rid of what wasn't working.
Like that annoying toe seam you can probably feel if you wiggle your toes right now.
And inventing a few new comfort innovations along the way.
Like arch support that feels like a hug around your midfoot.
It worked. People tried them, loved them, told their friends about them.
Helping us sell and donate over 8 million pairs.
Try them now at bombas.com/radio and get 20% off your first order. That's bombas.com/radio. Bombas.com/radio.
Washington's Mall.
Here's another thing that doesn't get talked about enough.
105.9 FM, WMAL.
Perhaps we ought to clear all of this up.
Where Washington comes to talk.
Hey guys, my name is Karen, and I wanted to tell you a story about my boyfriend Mike. He's a great guy, super fun. He is the best in so many ways, except for our life in the bedroom. The last several months, he lost his ability to perform and also lost his confidence. It changed him, and he became miserable, and he was about to lose me. So get this, he hears an ad about this powerful male enhancement product called Noxa. Lexotril. It's all natural. No stuffy nose, no headaches, no side effects. He tries it, and all I can say is, wow, incredible. I told him this feels like Viagra on steroids. Boy, was I glad I stuck around. With Noxotril, Mike is now my energizer bunny. He keeps going and going. Problem solved. Thanks, Noxotril. And Noxotril has this free bottle offer, so now there's no excuse for every guy to have it and keep going and going.
To find out how to get a free bottle of Noxotril, call 800-217-1579. 800-217-1579. Free bottles for a limited time, so call now. 800-217-1579. 800-217-1579.
7:49, Saturday Morning Update, WMAL. I'm Rick Fowler, and we are honored to be joined by K.T. McFarland, former Deputy National Security Advisor in the Trump administration. K.T., good morning.
Good morning.
And we are honored to be able to unveil the details of your new book shortly. This is kind of like world premiering a video or something like that.
So, woo-hoo, the deep reveal.
That's right. We'll get to it in a minute. And okay. But first, I just wanted to get your reaction, because as a member of the administration in national security at the top levels, how you felt when you heard about the reaction from the Democrats to the al-Baghdadi raid, the idea that we got him in spite of Trump?
I just found it infuriating. You know, the liberal Democrats and the corporate media, they're so blinded by their Trump hatred, they can't even give him credit for killing a mass murderer, a rapist, a torturer. I was with President Trump in his first military operation, the bombing of the Syrian air bases that Assad had used to launch chemical weapons attacks. And I actually do talk about this in my book. But we were all sitting around a large conference room in the Situation Room and the large conference table. And one by one, the military and intelligence chiefs presented their information and gave Trump options. But it was clear that there was nothing certain, and there never is in these military operations. There wasn't when the bin Laden raid happened and President Obama made the decision. There's a lot of stuff that can go wrong. The helicopters could have problems. Americans could have been killed. Civilians could have been there, and they could have been killed. Baghdadi moved around a lot, so maybe the intelligence was outdated. Maybe he wasn't there any longer. There were Russians and Turkish forces in the area. They could have been shot our helicopters down, or we could have had a firefight with them. When a president makes this kind of a decision, he does it without 100% certainty it's going to succeed. He is taking a huge chance with American lives and actually with his own reputation. I mean, can you imagine what would have happened if Trump had made that decision and then something had gone wrong, if somebody had gotten killed, if something had somehow had been the helicopters in the desert? I mean, Jimmy Carter was president of the United States when we launched a rescue mission for American hostages, American diplomats held hostage in Tehran. And it failed miserably because the helicopters didn't work in the sand. It was one of the reasons Jimmy Carter lost the presidency. It would have doomed Trump even more than the media is going after him now. I mean, you know, look. It was a 100% successful operation. The Washington Post headline announced the death, not of a mass murderer rapist. They announced the death of a religious scholar, not the most evil terrorist on the planet. As far as the Trump-hating media were concerned, the only hero in this entire operation was Conan the dog.
Unbelievable. Want to turn to impeachment.
Yeah.
You witnessed impeachment as a very young person working in the Nixon White House. You've seen the action on the House floor this week. And your thoughts about the whole premise of what this is about, Ukraine presidential conversations. I mean, you've been in on these conversations, haven't you?
Yeah, I mean, when I was the Deputy National Security Advisor, I was usually in the Oval Office when Trump made those kinds of calls. I've also listened to them from the Situation Room. I read the transcript quite carefully, and although, you know, there were some things he perhaps shouldn't have said, I don't think anything there is impeachable. Trump has always had three themes with Ukraine. He says them publicly, he says them privately, he says them to world leaders, and the three things are, why are we expected to give aid when Ukraine's European neighbors, especially Germany, sit on their hands, yet they urge us to pay? One of Trump's first conversations with the German Chancellor Angela Merkel was, she asked him, what are you going to do about Ukraine? He said, well, wait a minute, what are you going to do about Ukraine? You're in the neighborhood. So that was in that phone call. Secondly, why should we give aid to one of the most corrupt countries in the world? Trump has made it pretty clear that he thinks America's been ripped off by a lot of countries. And Ukraine has a country known for its corruption. So to say, Ukraine, you got to investigate and clean up your corruption, even if it leads to Americans, I mean, I think that was the right thing to say. And then finally, Trump talks about giving lethal aid to the Ukrainians so they could fight the Russians. Even Obama didn't do it. Now, did Trump ever really withhold the aid? No, not at all. He's ramped it up. So let me just actually think about it from a different direction, Rick. Let's turn that argument around. Should the Bidens have gotten away with corruption just because he's a presidential candidate or because he's a vice president? If there was no corruption, there's no reason to fear a Ukrainian investigation. Are the Bidens hiding something? Is the Washington establishment in on this? Do they just not want the Bidens to be discovered for fear that it's going to hurt his presidential candidacy and maybe Trump might get reelected? Look, if there's nothing to worry about, there's nothing to worry about with the Ukrainian investigation. And if an Ukrainian investigation turns up corruption wherever it turns it up, it should stop it. That's why the Ukrainian leader, Zelensky, was elected, because the Ukrainian people want the corruption stopped, and so do we.
You've been off the grid for a while, over a year. You're back. You have completed the book, and will you unveil the title?
Ah, yes. It's called Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People, and it should go up on Amazon for pre-order, I don't know, in about a week or so, whenever Amazon gets around to it.
So give us the synopsis.
It's really written in three parts. And the first part is Trump, why I, a card-carrying member of the establishment, foreign policy establishment, decided that the direction that the country was going in and the Republican and Democrat establishments were taking it in the wrong direction, particularly in foreign policy, but also in economic policy. And so by doing that, I explain the sort of populist wave that's sweeping the country and lay out some really strong arguments for it. I don't think Trump does a very good job of explaining what's America first, what does make America great again mean, so I take a stab at it. The second part of the book is Washington, and it's the experiences that I had while working on President Trump's transition and setting up the initial Trump foreign policy, taking his campaign promises, turning them into policy. And I also have a section of dealing with the Russia probe and what it's like to experience the Mueller investigation from the inside. And then the final part actually is my epiphany. When I went off the grid, I had to try to put this all into perspective. What was going on? I mean, what was happening in the country? What was happening to me? What was happening to Washington? And I came away from it realizing that it's a revolution, that it's an elitist governing class, an administrative state, permanent politicians, special interest groups, corporate media, who are in power now, want to stay in power. And so Trump, representing America, the grassroots Americans, says, no, you know, we're in charge here. And what we're seeing now play out with impeachment, I think it's not just about Trump. I think it's a bigger thing. I think it's Washington, the people who are used to governing, say we want to stay governing, and Trump and anybody like Trump who thinks that they're going to push us out of our jobs, which we believe that we're entitled to, we're going to fight back. And I think that's what this is. It's not just Trump and Trump himself. It's bigger than Trump. I think it's a revolution, and I think America goes through these political revolutions every 40 years or so when the governing class gets so disconnected and so entrenched and so self-serving that it forgets about the American people, and the American people rise up and replace the leaders.
And you call it the administrative state. The Democrats, the media, deny there's a deep state. What did you find?
Well, I think it's there. And it's not a deep state in the sense of some star chamber room where everybody gets together and decides what they're going to do. But it's so many people who do groupthink. It's if you're not a Trump hater right now in Washington, where 97% of the people in Washington voted against Trump, something like 94% of the media hates Trump, and it does Trump's anti-stories all the time. I don't think it has to be a plot. I think they assume that that's reality. I mean, just think about what happened last week. Two former CIA directors in front of a group of government people, they applauded. They talked about and applauded the deep state for trying to destroy Trump. What would that have been like if that was Russia or some other country where the intelligence community, where the guys with all the power and all, you know, all the weapons at their disposal, they decide to go after a duly elected American leader? That's pretty scary stuff. So I think it's time for a revolution, a peaceful revolution at the ballot box, but a revolution nonetheless.
The book is entitled Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. And it's up on Amazon for pre-order in the next week. K.T. McFarland, congratulations. We've been looking forward to the book, hearing about the book, and thank you for sharing it with us and unveiling it this morning.
Only for you, Rick. Only for you.
And our wonderful listeners here at WMAL. K.T. McFarland, thank you so much.
Thanks a lot. Bye.
All righty. Revolution, Trump, Washington, and We the People. And that's it for the Saturday Morning Update. Thank you so much. Garden Sense follows the news next at 8 with John Matthews.
WMAL-FM, Woodbridge, Washington. Congratulations to the world champion Washington Nationals. You finished the fight. 105.9 FM, WMAL, a Cumulus station.
Will take place, and that's...